Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, January 28th, one take-ish Wednesday, maybe a couple more here and there. Especially today, I had to remember that today we have a staff birthday. Doug Steele, our Director of Operation, celebrates today, and we want to celebrate alongside him. We're thankful, Doug, for your life and your ministry at Mountain Brook Baptist, and we're so glad that the Lord has brought you here. So as we begin, will you pray with me the birthday blessing over Doug and others who celebrate in January? Watch over your child, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their heart may your peace, which passes understanding, abide all the days of their life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's go over our memory verse quickly before we begin. Romans chapter 1, 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Our first reading today is Romans chapter 4, verses 18 through 25. We left off yesterday talking about Abraham, and we'll pick up there, remembering that Abraham believed, and that's why it was credited to him as righteousness. Romans 4, starting in verse 18. I'm reading in the Message paraphrase. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway, deciding to live not on the basis of what he saw he couldn't do, but on what God said he would do. And so he was made father of a multitude of peoples. God himself said to him, "You're going to have a big family, Abraham." Abraham didn't focus on his own impotence and say, "It's hopeless. This 100-year-old body could never father a child." Nor did he survey Sarah's decades of infertility and give up. He didn't tiptoe around God's promise, asking cautiously skeptical questions. He plunged into the promise and came up strong, ready for God, sure that God would make good on what he had said. That's why it is said Abraham was declared fit before God by trusting God to set him right. But it's not just Abraham, it's also us. The same thing gets said about us when we embrace and believe the one who brought Jesus to life when the conditions were equally hopeless. The sacrifice Jesus made us fit for God, set us right with God. Oh, as we think about this passage, I think about the fact that our circumstances don't have to determine our faith. Abraham had an old body and an old wife and an old womb. Biologically, there was no hope, and yet God had spoken and had promised that a seed would come from Abraham's bosom, and he would bless many nations through him. Now, the fact of the matter is, Abraham wavered in his belief. We know the story about Tamar. And so that proves even further for me that it's not about what we can do. It's about what God does miraculously in us in salvation. That we come to faith, but faith doesn't save us. God saves us. And miraculously, when we have some kind of little seed of faith, he does wonderfully glorious things. let's turn on over to Psalm 18. Now, when I read Psalm 18, I have trouble reading it in the Message because I just love it in the NIV or the ESV. Today, I'm going to read it in the ESV. And then at the end of the podcast, I'm going to play Psalm 18 by Enter the Worship Circle. I think it's actually Waterdeep. It's an old, old song that I learned some 25 years ago. And I just love it. So I hope you'll enjoy it as well. Psalm 18. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reaches his ears. Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him. Thick clouds, dark with water. Out of the brightness before him, hailstones and coal and fire broke through his clouds. And I'm going to read verse 30 because I think it's very powerful to think about our God. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. He was a shield for Abraham, who trusted that God could do the impossible, and he is a shield for us who trust in Jesus as Lord to carry us through to salvation and eternal life. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. As we pray today, I want to pray a prayer from Pray For Me, which is a prayer guide for people who want to pray alongside children. And it's not just your own children. It could be spiritual children in your life. There is a woman in our community who got the names of my kids when they went to McIlwain Christian Academy. And she still prays for them today. And she prays verses out of this book and some of the prayers that are listed here. And I think that's really powerful. So I want you to get a child in your mind. Think about that child and how you want that child to come to faith and trust in the Lord like Abraham believed God. You want that child to trust in the perfect and flawless one we hear about in Psalm 18. And then will you pray with me over them these words together? Then at the end, we'll listen to Psalm 18 by Waterdeep in the album called Enter the Worship Circle. Father, we thank you that this child we're thinking about belongs to you. You created them by your power and for your glory. It is only when they live for your glory that their lives can be fulfilled. I pray that you would draw them to yourself today, so they would know the sweetness and power of your presence. Even as children, I ask that you would give them strength, desire, and passion to do everything they do today for your glory. Help them to give thanks to you in all things. Develop within them an amazingly thankful spirit. calls them to enjoy each moment of their life, knowing that it is a gift from you. Make their hearts overflow with thankfulness to you in all they say and do, reminding them that you are the provider of all things. May your name be exalted by whatever they do today, for your glory and their good. In Jesus' name, amen.
I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and all my enemies don't know. Darkness into light.